Yeah, no quick diet tips from the Naked Scientist then. I've got one here for you, Chris, from Chris Burgess, who asks, are there any moving animals that have chlorophyll in their skin cells that they use as an energy source, like plants do?
Yeah, this is really, really exciting. And I remember reading about this 8 years ago when people began to discover this sort of thing. There are some sea slugs which have evolved to eat, well, they eat algae. These are marine plants, microorganisms. And these plants have chlorophyll in them because that's how they capture this energy in the sun and turn it into chemical energy in the form of glucose. These sea slugs have evolved to graze on the algae. They have little outpouchings called diverticula of their gut, and they can put the chloroplasts, which are the green bits in the algal cells that contain the chlorophyll, into these little sacs, and they extend all the way to the surface of the slug's skin. So the chloroplast, which can capture the sun's energy like a miniature solar panel, ends up under the skin of the slug. The slug also has some genes in its body which it stole from the algae donkeys years ago, so it can keep these things alive, and they can persist in the body of this slug, so they're called sacoglossan slugs, for up to 4 months. And so the slug can effectively photosynthesize, it can capture energy from the sun and use it in its own body.
In a slightly less extreme way, I think there are some forms of jellyfish which will keep whole algae inside them. So the jellyfish will swim up to the surface during the summer, during the day, and absorb lots of sun in the algae, eat the algae at night when they go down and hide away from all the predators.
Thank you, Dave, for that little bit of extra insight, shedding some light on that question.